The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission Chief Executive Officer, the Reverend Andy Bales. Tonight, Andy will share some amazing history moments at URM on Skid Row.
Well, Kitty, we're going to start off about 1955.
Wow, that was long time ago.
And this is about Harry Hudson, a coal miner, escapes the pit.
Oh, wow.
He writes, I was born in Raleigh County, West Virginia, October 16th, 1905, the eighth of nine children.
1905, get out.
I had a wonderful mother, although neither of my parents were devout Christians. I attended Sunday school as a young boy. However, I determined that when I was old enough, I would no longer attend. He's very matter of fact.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
I started early in life drinking moonshine liquor and continued to do so throughout my adult life.
Wow.
From my early youth, I worked as a coal miner. However, on coming to California, I had to do other things for a living. I was unable to get the moonshine liquor out here, but I could buy cheap wine on Skid Row. So I peddled bills from house to house and worked on salvage trucks, mainly to pay my room rent and buy a bottle of wine. I'm trying to figure out what peddled
bills mean.
Is.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. Maybe somebody back in old times can call
us
on our live show.
Yes, if you're listening
to
our history show.
Peddle bills.
Peddle bills. Okay. Bills like B-I-L-L-S?
Yeah.
Okay.
One day at noon in 1955, I entered the Union Rescue Mission with one purpose in mind, that of getting a bowl of bean soup to keep my body and soul together. You know, soup lines often were just bean soup.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's why they call things the places soup kitchens or what have you. Okay.
I came to the mission to eat, and I was not interested in hearing the gospel. However, the Lord in his mercy had other things in mind for me. When the invitation was given, I could not keep my seat. I said to the man seated next to me, get out of my way. I'm going to the altar. He's a very matter-of-fact
guy, isn't he? In everything.
Yeah. The Lord heard my prayer and truly saved me that day. After the service, I was interviewed by one of the staff evangelists who gave me a convert club card, permitting me to attend the men's Missions Convert Club on Wednesday evenings.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Upon going to the club, I found Christian fellowship, which I needed. I could give my testimony, and I soon had a real interest in reading my Bible.
Wow.
In a short while, I found steady employment, and I felt the urge to give to the mission and to help men, which the Lord has enabled me to do. I'm rejoicing in this newfound life in Christ. He means everything to me. I wanted to do all within my power to tell others about him. Hmm. I love the old Union Rescue Mission and attend the gospel services whenever possible. Now I attend the services because I want to see other beaten, lonely, helpless men find Christ the Savior. He's really a good writer.
And he is, and transformed too. I mean,
I was duly honored on March 13th, 1957, by my fellow converts in being elected as president of the Union Rescue Mission's Converts Club.
I love it.
In this capacity, God has given me a fine opportunity to witness to his saving and keeping power and to encourage others to witness for him. Should one testimony come into the hands of someone whom the devil has deceived into believing that drink is a way of escape from reality or a way to solve your problems, and you are now at the end of the road, knowing not which way to turn, remember that the Lord Jesus Christ graciously saved this poor sinner, and being no respecter of persons, he can and will do the same for you if you will open your heart's door and put your trust in him, as I did that memorable noon hour in 1955.
Wow.
Harry Hudson.
That is awesome. Love it. Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Do you have any more stories for
us? I'll have to share that with our board member, Jeff Hudson.
I was going to say.
If you have any families, members named Harry.
Harry?
Who came out west.
Interesting stories. Wow.
This is an article entitled, What Union Rescue Mission Graduates Say, taken from the August 1993 Rescue Line publications. Mike. Mike is one of the charter members of the discipleship program. Hmm. I led a violent lifestyle because I had a violent family, Mike says. They believed in the gun instead of the Bible. So all his life, Mike ran with the gangs. He's been shot, stabbed, had one eye split open.
Whoa.
He drank to handle the pain, guilt, and fear. He dealt drugs and slept with a gun under his pillow.
Mm-mm.
It was a nightmare, he says. Finally, his wife kicked him out, homeless and broken. He wound up at the mission. That's where he heard about the God who loves him. The first thing I thought of is God's not going to accept a fool like me, somebody that's totally evil.
Hmm.
All the things that God didn't like, I liked. But with his chaplain's help, Mike found he was wrong about God and about himself.
Wow.
As former gang members have seen the change in Mike's life, they've come to him to find out what happened. He tells them about the God who loves them too, and they pray together. Now they are all giving their lives to God and joining churches.
Wow. Amazing. What else do we have? These are great stories, and they all come from our news rescue line?
Yes.
I love it.
This one is What Union Rescue Mission Graduates Say, taken from the March 1996 Rescue Line publication. The class of 1996, when asked three questions, how would you describe your life before coming to URM?
Mm.
Virgil Craig says, hopeless, utterly hopeless. When I first came to the mission, I knew I couldn't help myself. I'd tried other programs based on my own self-will and always ended up back where I came from, or worse.
Mm.
I wasn't sure there was another chance left for me. Steve Bellick, for me, it was either this or die, and I wasn't ready to die.
Mm.
2 years ago, I had a $65,000 a year job, a home, a wife, and two kids. Wow, in 1996,
wow.
That was a
1996.
Good job.
Wow.
My game plan was to work hard, provide for my family, and live happily ever after. Then my life fell apart, and I lost my family. I started drinking just to make it through the day, but there was no bottle deep enough to fill the emptiness I felt inside. Wow.
Hmm.
No bottle deep enough to fill the emptiness I felt inside.
That sounds like a bottomless pit, basically. Yeah.
Daryl Perkins. I'd been slowly destroying myself with drugs for years, but I was the last one to see it. I was young, had a job, plenty of money. I thought I had my life together, headed just where I wanted to go. But then I ended up in a chair here at the mission. I remember looking at the addicts and the derelicts around me and realized I was at the bottom.
Wow.
I finally admitted I was addicted and I needed help.
Mm. So just by seeing others, he realized the condition he was in.
And here's the second question.
Mm.
How has the Christian Life Program helped you begin again? Steve, the most important thing I've learned is that God's love and forgiveness are for me too. I'll never forget the day my chaplain put his arms around me and prayed for me. No one had ever seen so far inside of me and still reached out with love and hope. At that moment, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that God could forgive me.
Wow.
Virgil, I think that truth is the foundation for all of us. No man wakes up one day and decides to drink himself homeless.
Mm-mm.
The people at the mission aren't here because of hard times, and they aren't here because they're evil. They are here because they have given up on themselves. It takes a lot of love to rekindle the light of hope in someone who has fallen that far. That's what this mission does. It surrounds you with God's love and hope until you are strong enough to believe for yourself.
Wow. That's pretty good.
And I guess we'll have to come back to those three questions.
Yes. Wow. Love it. You're listening to Some Amazing History Moments at URM on Skid Row. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says, whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA. Now, let's get back to more amazing history moments at URM on Skid Row.
So, Kitty, we're in the middle of three questions that the 1996 graduates were asked. And
wow,
this one is Daryl answering, how has the Christian Life program helped you begin again?
Wow.
And Daryl says, before coming to URM, all I cared about was me and what I wanted. Through this program, I've learned responsibility, basic guidelines to help me make something positive of my life.
Mm.
Now I read God's word every day. It gives me the stability and direction I always was lacking. The program has helped me improve my academic skills. Today I'm enrolled in college.
Oh, wow.
These opportunities would never have been possible in my life without the help of URM. And now the third question, why is the work of URM so important? Mm. Virgil, the greatest testimony to the impact this mission is making every day is to change lives. Each one of us is a miracle. Today I have a new life, a good job, and a place of my own. I have a peace and confidence in my heart that's not based on myself, but on God. That's why I know the changes I see in my life today will last a lifetime.
Wow. I love it. And, you know, just coming off of a graduation, Andy, with the young man who had 30. He had 30 family members and friends there to see him graduate. So it was a small class of folks graduating, which is, I think it was about 10. But one person had 30 people come to his graduation. How amazing is that? And then, of course, with our young moms out at Hope Gardens. And the place was packed, Andy. There were no seats available.
No. It's because we had so much rain that we couldn't meet in what was once our big green field.
Right.
It was now in the wetlands.
It was. It was the wetlands. So graduation means an awful lot to our graduates and to the folks who come through our doors and the programs and services. And I remember, and I'm thinking about it as one of the kids who spoke, I think he spoke alongside his mom here on one of our radio shows. He said when he walked through the doors and he saw the scriptures on the walls, he immediately knew that they were in the right place. And this is a child saying that. So to hear some of the stories and to hear why, what they thought about the Christian Life Discipleship Program. It's awesome to me.
So here's some more stories from 1996. What were you doing in 1996?
1996. Well, I was newly married because I got married in 1995. So, and I was working at Kedron Head Start State Preschool and Family Service Center as their PR director and making sure that those families and those children had the best of everything. So even though they were low-income families, they still had the best of everything because God made it possible.
I was in my sixth year of working at Good Samaritan Urban Ministries in Des Moines, Iowa. Mm. It was transitional housing for moms and kids.
So you were working with families too?
Yeah, and it was it was also permanent rental housing and home ownership. programs, and
wow.
we had about 300 kids, and you've heard the story before, but it was a coalition of 120 churches, and mm-hmm. we dropped crime in the neighborhood by
51%.
That's why I know that crime can drop.
Exactly. In a neighborhood. Right.
And, you know, I've shared this before, but I was actually teaching the kids how to carve righteous pumpkins,
like
taking all the sin out and,
yes.
you know, cut out a cross and laying all your sin at the cross,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I had a heart attack and got rushed to the hospital
right.
while I was teaching the kids how to carve righteous pumpkins.
Wow.
1996.
And you, I hear
and I
about
lived
this.
To tell about it.
I was going to, yes, exactly. That's the best part of it. But Andy, I'm looking at how our lives correlated. I mean,
yeah.
how, you know, how God has just worked in our lives and then to end up at Union Rescue Mission years later. Just
yeah, and then to go back and read how guys' lives were being changed.
Exactly.
In downtown Los Angeles.
Yes.
And here's Roger, what graduates say in 1996, Rescue Line publication.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to write you and thank you for believing in me and trusting me and having faith in me. At mm-hmm. Union Rescue Mission, God helped me get my life together.
Wow.
Sometimes I didn't think I was going to make it, but the love I felt each day and every day pulled me through. Today I have a future because you didn't give up on me, even when I had given up on myself. God bless you, Roger.
Wow.
Susan and David, hi. I'm sitting here in my new home writing to very special people that God blessed me with. I will never forget all you've done for me while I was at the mission. You stood by me and my son in such very bad times. I can't thank you enough for all the blessings God has given to us through you, Susan and David. These were likely notes that they were writing to donors
right.
who make our work possible.
Mm.
And here's Rosa, Mariana, Fernando, Pedro, and Juan.
Aww.
You gave me a chance by giving my children and me a place to stay, and I'm so glad. Our lives blossomed while we were there, like the flowers in our front yard at Family Together. My grateful feelings can't be put into words. May God continually shine on your ministry as he shines through it. Friends forever, Rosa, Mariana, Fernando, Pedro, and Juan. And that was probably Peggy, Sister Peggy, working at Family Together at
yes.
the time when these folks had the great experience.
Aww.
Family Together.
Amazing.
And here's one more from What Union Rescue Mission Graduates Say from 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Donald says, I knew there was a better way of life for me if I just reach out to God, so I did. Mm. Union Rescue Mission took me in when nobody else would. And that's the story of so many
so
people.
So many.
We will take you in when nobody,
when
else,
nobody
will,
else will.
We're the place of last resort. We'll come back to Donald's story when we return.
Literally the last resort. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown L.A. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing history moments at URM on Skid Row.
I'm realizing I may have known these guys. Here's Donald finishing.
Oh, yes.
What he was saying about a new life.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Union Rescue Mission took me in when nobody else would, gave me a place to sleep, clothed me, cleaned me up, and changed my heart.
Mm.
My reading level has gone from second grade to 11th grade.
Wow.
Now I'm enrolling in the Marriott training program. They're going to give me a job when I graduate. I want to say thank you to the people who give to URM because it does change people's lives. I'm a living miracle, and I just want to thank you, Donald.
Wow.
And here's from Roy Jean, who I may have very well known.
Roy Jean. I know that name.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you're drowning and you're going down for a third time, it's wonderful if someone reaches down and pulls you out of the water and puts you on the shore. I feel that's what God did to me.
Hmm.
All my life was spent seeking something, but not knowing exactly what I was seeking. I'm really thankful to Union Rescue Mission and all those who give. God works through you to do his work. Thank you very, very much. I'm better off now than I've ever been in my life. URM gave me a new life. I feel like an eagle with wings. Roy Jean.
Wow.
And here's from Joe. I had no place to go. I was living on the streets. I tried other programs, 12-step programs, and yet I didn't get it.
Mm.
The chaplains here have taught me a lot about self-worth and self-dignity and that there is life after our addiction. I've learned how to run a computer, and I've been given a chance to work. You can go on and be a productive and responsible member of society. For the people who give to this mission, I pray every night that God will bless them and this mission abundantly because it helps so many men. Without this place, I would probably still be on the street. Joe.
Wow. And I just wanted to say, so in 1997, I've got some facts here from Union Rescue Mission. And those facts are, Union Rescue Mission sells our 142-acre property in Vista, California, known as Green Oaks Ranch. And that's been talked about a lot, too. Purchased in May of 1950. So we kept that for a very, very long
years,
time. And the property was an ideal location to operate a program for men in recovery.
Yeah, men in recovery and a camp for troubled teens in the summer that our guys even ran.
Are you serious? That's
lovely.
And it said, so the guys in recovery, and it would teach them farming and ranching skills.
Yeah.
Green Oak Ranch also served as a campsite for children and youth, primarily from the inner city. And then the changing job market and the emphasis on computer-related programs offered Union Rescue Mission's new facility in downtown Los Angeles as a deciding factor in the decision to sell that property.
Yeah,
so,
to keep up the work downtown.
Right.
Yep,
so
I've met men who've grown up to be men of God who went to camp at Green Oak Ranch.
So. I love it. Awesome and amazing. I think even one of our former staff members was
yes.
a child at Green Oak Ranch. All right. On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in again tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Right here on 99.5 KKLA. You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preached that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.